In this time of social distancing, hunkering down, and chatting remotely, we sometimes learn some new things about each other. So for a few years now, we've been chatting about this kind of music with a friend. Maren Alsop, of course, is music director of the Baltimore Symphony, one of the leading figures in classical music around the world. But did you know the maestra can swing? Maestra Maren Alsop was co-founder of String Fever. She played violin with that group for 2 decades, beginning in the early 1980s. They even scored some local press coverage.
It's wonderful to see all different ages. You know, people our age in their 20s and, you know, middle-aged people come. Even my parents come, so it's great.
The maestra joins us now from Baltimore. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great to hear your voice.
Tell us about this group. How did it come about? Who was in it?
Well, this was sort of a crazy outgrowth of, we had a string ensemble, just a bunch of friends and I, and we decided that maybe we should go into rock and roll, you know, because it was just a plan B. But we couldn't find anybody to write us any music, and I happened to do a gig in 1981 with a super talented arranger named Gary Anderson, and we became fast friends, and he said, well, I can't write any rock and roll, but I could write you some swing music. And so that's how it all started.
And you released a couple of albums, and we have something, a piece of music called Fever Pitch. Who wrote that?
This is a great, one of many, many great charts written by a fantastic composer named Dave Rimless. Dave happened to come into the club that we played at. We played at a club every Thursday night, up on 97th Street in Columbus in Manhattan. It was called Mikkel's. But we played there every week for several years, and Dave came in one night, and what we were doing kind of blew his mind, and he started writing original swing music for us. And, oh, just super talented guy.
Maren, what do you love about swing music?
You know, I think it captures a moment in history, particularly in American history, where, you know, we're celebrating what it is to be American. And I love that moment. I love reliving that moment and bringing it into our own time. And I think especially, you know, today, when people are longing for a connection to each other, a connection to their past, you know, this kind of music really can just bring warmth and light to people's lives.
When you were last with us, you were just beginning a year-long celebration of Beethoven, leading up to the 250th anniversary of his birth. That project on hold now, what happens?
Yeah, you know, of course, this is something that we're all experiencing now, you know, with cancellations and trying to redate and reschedule. But I find it kind of ironic that this year, 2020, is a huge anniversary year for Beethoven, a composer who suffered so greatly. And he also suffered from isolation, you know, being deaf, and so wanted to connect with other people. And here we are in his anniversary year, unable to connect. And the project I had embarked upon, a global ode to joy, was scheduled for 6 continents with 12 orchestras, 9 new texts. We should have been performing Beethoven's 9th Symphony in this reimagined version at the South Bank Center Thursday night and tonight, too. But instead, yesterday, we put a call out to not only the National Youth Orchestra of musicians, but to anybody in the UK who wanted to step to their doorway and play the Ode to Joy with me conducting.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, of course, there's been news recently that you'll be stepping down as music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra when your contract is up next year. What do you see ahead for yourself?
The great thing for me is that I'm going to keep a position with the Baltimore Symphony, and so I'll do a few weeks every year. But, you know, I think it's a moment, really, to follow up on some of these bigger projects that I want to do. And really, I think, explore some repertoire I haven't had a chance to focus on, do a little more opera. And it's always good. Change is always good for everybody. So I'm looking forward to it. And of course, you know, the more I can speak with you, the happier I will be.
Well, I was just about to say, I I look forward to more opportunities to speak with you. I think that's great. Maren Alsop, formerly, a member of String Fever, soon to be music director laureate of the Baltimore Symphony. Thanks so much for being with us today. Speak to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Stay well.